As Alaskans, we know not to get between a mother bear and her cubs. But as of Wednesday, October 15th, we now know not to get between a 400-pound bear and his food. I'm Ryan Apathy, and I shouldn't have to tell you, don't try this at home.
Yeah, I'm Alexander Allison. I'm the 7th grade language arts teacher at Balachian Middle School. Ben Michelson also happens to have been a bear biologist with the Department of Fish and Game in Montana. He has a pet black bear, a 700-pound pet black bear named Buffy. He adopted Buffy when Buffy was just a cub. So we're just going to go out there today and see what happens when we feed these guys their very first live salmon.
All right, and how are we going to do that?
Well, we've made arrangements to drive out to the Medovice fish hatchery and load up some coolers with some live fish out of their raceway. And then we'll be delivering the fish back to the Fortress of the Bear, and we'll be using 5-gallon buckets to drop the fish into the pond one by one.
Pinks, and there's a few chums.
Uh-huh.
We're just waiting for some cohos to come up, but those will be broodstock that we need to take. But
and what usually happens to these guys after they're done?
Well, these are just like, you know, the stragglers, so...
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Les Kinnear, Deputy Director at Fortress of the Bear. They've caught birds in their habitat, and they've eaten a lot of salmon over the summer, but this would be the first chance that they've had to catch their own fish alive in their pond.
Right, and how old are they?
The bears are almost 2 years old. They're about 20 months right now. We got Kills New when he was about 6 months, and Shaikh was about 7.5 months. They've gone from 54 pounds when they first got here, when Kilsnew first got here, to over 400.
Wow.
So they grow very, very fast. They've had an excellent diet. They've had quality care.
So when you adopted them, they never had any training?
No. When we got them, their mother was killed on about the 25th of July. So the fish really hadn't come into the streams yet. So she had not had an opportunity to train them or to teach them how to fish on their own. But these are smart little bears, and they learn very quickly. And I think if they discover there's anything new in their habitat, that they're going to find out whether or not it's good to eat.
Wild bears would be gorging on salmon at the salmon running streams, and they just want the big fatty parts of the fish. So they want the brains and the skin, because that's where the fat is. And they leave the meat and the rest of the carcass for other critters to eat. Now, in a captive environment, since their diet is regulated, they're actually going to eat the entire fish.
I'm Krista from 7th grade, and that was, like, so cool because they're... Well, one of the bears grabbed one of the fish, and then the other first attacked them, and then they started roaring.
Hey, I'm Justin in Watanabe, and I'm in 7th grade. Yeah, that's pretty much what they did. They kept coming back for more. One bear specifically, even though he had fish, he kept getting some. So, yeah, bears like fish.
Right. When author Ben Michelson comes to Sitka next spring, we'd like to take him to the Fortress of the Bear. But until then, I just wanted to leave you with one thought. Bears like fish. In Sitka, I'm Ryan Apathy.
That tail is so wagging on that fish. I don't know if he's licking it to death or what he's doing.